Hello, yes, good afternoon. My name is Tony Cullen from Research Associates. The purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. Okay, are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, just are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race and the statewide elections in October 23rd?
I'm interested.
Okay. Would that be very or just somewhat interested?
Somewhat interested.
Okay, somewhat interested. Okay. All right. Okay, ma'am, just for qualification purpose for this survey, do you define your racial classification as African-American or black, white, Hispanic, or Asian?
White.
Okay, thank you. Well, ma'am, in thinking about the condition of New Orleans public school buildings, can you tell me if you're very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the conditions of public school buildings?
Not satisfied.
Would that be not at all satisfied or just a little satisfied?
Not at all satisfied.
Okay. All right, and do you think that improving and maintaining the conditions of school buildings is
very
important?
I'm sorry, I need you to turn down the TV. What did you just
okay.
say?
And do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of school buildings is a very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and when you hear your friends, or neighbors, or coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express no confidence at all, a little confidence, some confidence, or a lot of confidence?
No confidence.
No confidence at all. Okay. All right. And if the New Orleans public school had a 20-year millage renewable proposition on a ballot that, is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
Yep. Definitely vote for.
Okay. Thank you. All right, now I'm going to read you two statements. Tell me which one best reflects your views. Maintaining and preserving school buildings for the future generation should continue to be a priority, or because of the rise, the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving the New Orleans public school buildings.
The first of those.
The first one. Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and voters are motivated to support, a proposition for various reasons. Each of the following, tell me if you would not all, be influenced at all, influenced a little, someone influenced, or strongly influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for a school where, the funds are dedicated repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. Okay, the first one says learning that the public school district has a facility management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent. Would that influence you strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
It would strongly influence me.
Okay, what about learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future?
I agree with that.
Strongly or somewhat influence you?
Strongly.
Okay, I'm learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes.
What's the question with that?
Would that influence you strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
A little.
A little. Okay. What about learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public schools buildings after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them? Would that influence you strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
That would impress me.
Would that be
not strongly?
Okay, so being not at all influenced or influence a little?
Influence a little.
Okay, what about learning that the owner of a 275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for the existing millage? Would that influence?
That would
you?
Strong.
Okay.
Yes.
That'd be strongly. Okay. Learning that the money is learning that the money is allocated to every public school in the city.
That would strongly influence me.
And the last one, say, learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years all the way to 2045.
That wouldn't matter to me.
So be not influenced or a little, or just a little?
Would not.
So not influential. Okay.
No.
All right, ma'am. We're almost finished with this survey. I only have a few more questions. I really thank you for your time, okay? Now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans Public School had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that would preserve, maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire, you know, in 2045, would you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
Definitely vote for.
Oh, okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, as we conclude this survey, I have to ask you just a few questions for a statistical purpose. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolled in New Orleans Public School?
No.
What about a teacher at New Orleans Public School?
No.
A staff member or administrator at New Orleans Public School?
No.
Okay, so none of that, right? Okay. All right, thank you. All right, ma'am, and I stop me when you hear the group that contains your age. Are you 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60, or 61 and above?
60 and above.
Okay. And, okay, stop me when you hear the last grade that you completed at some high school. A high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate or professional school.
What was the last one? I'm sorry.
Graduated or professional school, like law or medical.
Okay, that's me.
Okay, that's you. All right. All right, ma'am, the last question, do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Okay. All right, ma'am. With this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay. You have a great evening. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.